David Lee Simmons, the Black Arts Festival continues in Atlanta. What's a highlight?
Yeah, it's really great that they have actually spread this out a little bit. We have options throughout the months of July, August, and into September. So it continues with this weekend's presentation of 13 Moments and More. This is a dance production. It's interesting how you turn around. There's always a new dance company sprouting up in Atlanta. Well, this one is the Axum Dance Theater Experience. And this is under the auspices of the Atlanta School of Performing Arts. And this is actually a dance company that likes to use a lot, kind of a multimedia approach in terms of performance. It also combines painting, photography, poetry, storytelling, et cetera. But with 13 Moments and More, this is courtesy of the founder, Dawn Axum, and Chikara Marcus. This is kind of a story about relationships and how relationships kind of play out through the medium of dance. So it's going to have a lot of twists and turns. It's going to have some surprises. And it's really a chance to check out this new dance company. It's going to be this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, at the Southwest Arts Center. And the performances are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Thursday night, they're going to do a sneak preview with an artist talk, and that'll be at 8 o'clock.
And then if you just want a whole lot of laughter...
Yes, here's a musical title you just don't hear very often, Menopause the Musical.
Hot topic.
Yes, hot topic. Oh, it's running through August 4th at the Alliance Theater's main stage. And you have to love some of the song titles. Instead of Staying Alive, we have Staying Awake. This is written by Jeannie Linders, really popular. It's about a 12-year-old musical that has just become timeless for people. It's about as funny a musical parody as you will hear. So we get to see skewerings of pop hits from the 60s through the 80s. But also, yes, it has it all. Hot flashes, memory loss, night sweats. This is a musical you can really get behind.
If we want to spend some time outdoors, what do you recommend?
Well, beautiful place. Just outside the perimeter is Chattahoochee Nature Center. They have a lot of special events, a lot of kid-friendly events, a lot of fun family events that gets people back in touch with nature. And I think for kids, they can put down the game for just one moment and enjoy beautiful Biomes Day. And this is going to be Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Really is a great way to learn about animals and plants.
What is a biome?
Lois, I don't know. Biomes are another way of referring to ecosystems. And so you get to learn a lot about the different types of geographical areas where the animals and plants form this particular area. So it's going to be very interactive. You'll see a lot of different animals from around the world, including a very popular one with kids, a spider monkey. I will have a kangaroo. You also get a chance to see the entries from the third annual Recycled Animal Craft Contest.
They recycle animals?
Yes, yes. They're aluminum animals. So this should be a really fun interactive event for kids and get them back in touch with nature. And that's Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Chattahoochee Nature Center.
I've been swept all through this vortex swirl. It happens to all us girls. And I can't wait to get back to the place where peace and order is.